Clint Howard, and you're listening to the Champs Word Podcast. Stay tuned.
This is Kane Hodder. Up next, stay tuned for Champs Word Podcast. Remember, it's uncensored, just like me. Found wherever podcasts are found. Listen, subscribe, share, and spread the word, or else.
Kiddies, it's your old pal, John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. And here's a special shout out to my good fiend, Mike Silk, fan champ. And it's time for another episode of Champs Word Podcast. The podcast of fan champ, your podcast champion. You know, kiddies, this podcast contains adult language and completely uncensored. That's why they got yours, Ghoulie. So you've been warned. It's now time, once again, to spread the word, Champ's Word. But be careful what you ask for. You may get it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Champs Word, episode 136. We're getting close to 140. What a long road it's been. And once again, we're trying to talk some vintage stuff. Vintage wrestling. Not vintage wrestling. Vintage. We did vintage wrestling last week. If you want to go back to the archives, we're going to be speaking about vintage horror movies and vintage days when they had drive-thru theaters and all. And a bunch of stories. Daddy was here with me, and he's going to school us on the old classic movies, and because everybody knows out there that I love Bela Lugosi, Lon Chaney, Boris Karloff, all the classics. They're originators of horror, and who started the horror franchise, the Universal Monsters, which I heard they're bringing back as well. So here we are with Daddy-O, my dad. What's up?
Not much. What do you want to talk about?
So, what do you want to talk about? I'm kind of like Cody Rhodes. Vintage movies. Like, what's the first horror movie you ever seen when you were a kid? Or did you watch it when you were a kid?
It was Walking Dead. That one.
Night of the Living Dead?
Yeah, Night of the Living Dead.
They're coming to get you, Barbara!
We went to the drive-in and saw that movie. We went to the drive-in and saw that movie. And it was pretty good, you know.
Then they come in your face?
Yeah. Some of them want me to walk around, like walking around. Like you dress up like walking around. Some dress up like...
Oh, shit.
Walk through the drive-in.
Then Nana gets scared.
Yeah, well, she said I need popcorn. I want French fries, hot dog and French fries. And maybe some popcorn. I said, all right, I'll go get them. I walk back and I'm walking carrying men or anything. She had a back, I had a back window open. Like the screen in the back room, you just put your hand in.
Uh-huh.
I took my hand in, I put my hand on the shoulder, she screamed.
They can't do that shit no more nowadays.
But I should have been wrapped down with more movies like that back, you know, drive-ins or anything.
Wasn't it like a car full or some shit?
Yeah, well, you get like a family night. You get the family to meet, you know, a certain age. When you're at the drive-in or anything, a certain age, you got to be a certain age, you're getting like half for half price. Well, Dad and my mother and my father said, scoot down a little bit, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sit up straight, you know, you get a little older. Look down like you look a little more younger, you know, not sitting in the seat. So I got half price with them.
How many people were in the car? Like, you know, like, they have like a flight to bring a bunch of friends and stuff?
Six, maybe six. Usually got six in the car. Then they have like, they had Carlo. Carlo, you know, at night. I mean, in the car. You know, like the clowns.
Yeah. Oh, like the killer, the clowns out of
yeah,
one.
Yeah, the clowns.
Coming out of a
you
little car.
Driving, you see them all getting out of the car. You know, the back seat all on top of each other and crying out of the seat. And the guy coming around, open the trunk up, and they come up crying out of the trunk.
Oh, snap.
No matter how many you have in the car, it's still a car, though.
Did you ever see, like, Bela Lugosi or, like, you know, like, the actual movies in them theaters? Or that was...
No, that was before my time.
Oh, yeah.
But, I don't know, you remember the movie, the Teenage Werewolf?
Oh, Teen Wolf?
Yeah. That was, I like that. My mother liked that, and my father liked that, and everything, I guess. Walter was a werewolf and everything, and he
grew up. Oh, yeah, the family.
Then, certain age, like teenager, he started changing into a werewolf.
Oh.
And he, you know, it was pretty good. It was like a comedy role, and he gave me a basketball, playing the basketball, I'm playing basketball.
Yeah, they made a remake of that. Quite a classic one. They made it. They made a remake.
He threw the ball, and he jumped like, you know, right up.
Yeah,
like higher in there.
Yeah. They made a remake of it.
Mm. I mean, like that, they should all bring back, you know, like, you know.
Did you like the classic monsters, like the Universal monsters?
No.
What would you pick? Who was your favorite one? What'd you pick? If you had to pick one, who would you pick?
Oh, like Let Me Dead, that was really good.
No, I mean like the Universal monsters, like Bela Lugosi and them, and her.
Well, Bela Lugosi is a little bit before my time.
Well, did you like him? You know where he lived.
Yeah, didn't you see him? I remember anything. He was good. You know, he was good.
Didn't they say he has a place in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I don't know where at Johnstown, but they had a house there. Up in woods area, like not in the woods area, like
yeah,
woods,
yeah, like hidden.
Oh, and all high and around houses are around. He's like in a, like you know, you gotta go travel like back in the back row, like you know.
Yeah.
See the house. I think they tore it down and everything. But he was like, no. He lives in the pot so long, he prayed the pot so long that he's not living in the pot.
Yeah. His son does conventions now, once in a while. Bela Lugosi Jr., I think it is. And he does like Chula Theater and stuff like that. He does like certain conventions. And he supposedly has the original cape that his father wore. They claim they buried him with their cape, but it wasn't. It was a replica. And he has the original cape that he has on him.
Something like that. I won't give that up.
No, he has it. But they always said, oh, he was buried with his robe, his cape from playing Dracula. And he was actually buried like Dracula, they said. That was his wish. And he put, as far as I know, he says he was buried like Dracula. And I'd love to get him on a podcast, see what I can do. Get him and go in and, you know, try to get him on as a guest. That would be sweet.
Well, we should get him to call him that Hulk on.
Yeah, right.
Get a hold of him, me.
Yeah. But no, I'll see what I can do. Maybe I try to get him on the podcast. That'd be awesome.
They told him about Johnstown. And
I'm sure he will tell you if it's true or not.
He knew that. You know, I told him that when we talked to him. I said, he didn't know that, you know.
Yeah. No, I said I'd like to try to get contact with him and talk to him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. You come in and you're like a regular person.
Yeah.
Put that makeup on and everything. You're like,
you're talking about something completely different. You're talking about something completely different. Not who you think you're saying you're talking about. That's not his son. That's completely different. You're talking about the actor that comes in and plays.
Yeah, that Hulk.
Yeah, no, that's completely different. I'm talking about the original Lola Ghost's son. You're talking about somebody different. I know who you're talking about, but that's not the person. If you could meet one person, actor-wise, who would you want to meet? If you pick one Universal Monster, who would you want to meet? Who would you want to meet?
Jason?
Yeah.
No, somebody that, you know.
Well, Jersey Harkon, April. Your birthday. Jersey Harkon in April. Actually, on your birthday, which I'm taking you for your birthday. It'll be Daddy-O's 80th birthday, folks. It's awesome. It's amazing. We're going to take him out for his birthday. I'm going to take him to Harkon. So be sure to wish him happy birthday, 80th birthday, big birthday. And we're going to meet Kane Hodder. We're going to meet Kane Hodder with Jason. All right?
Yeah.
He played Jason in 5 movies.
One of the Killer Clowns. He's the one that runs those.
Yeah. They don't come around that much. Killer Clowns, Mass Base. One of my all-time favorite movies. Let's see who knows who my favorite clown is at Killer Clowns. I think only 2 people actually know. My gal knows who my favorite one is. I'm not going to say. You got to email me. You got to email me. You got to email me.
That's a question to the giver.
Yeah. You got to email me at champswordpodcast.com. No, champswordpodcast.com. Okay. champswordpodcast@gmail.com. Call the Gmail. champswordpodcast@gmail.com. Let's see who gets this right. And we'll have the winner win something or something like that. I don't know. But let's have a contest for fun. What is my favorite killer clown in the Killer Clown movie? Who is my favorite clown? I want to know the name of him. A little contest going. I'm not going to do it now. I'm going to email me. Question. And I'll tell you later on after the episode.
No movie I liked or anything?
What movie?
That was a circus. With a clown.
The Killer Clown's Mass Base.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. The Killer Clown's Mass Base. That's the question. Who my favorite clown out of all of them? And email me at my email. See who gets it right. I have a little contest going. Hope to get a Patreon up again, you know, where you guys can donate to the podcast and answer questions, you know, submit questions. You can make a little audio on, you know, off Anchor, well, formerly Anchor, now part of Spotify. You can ask questions, you know, you can submit questions. You can do, like, little clips and stuff. You know, you can leave inboxes for me, answer questions and stuff. Or you can email me, you know, like I said, champswordpodcast@gmail.com. And ask questions, you know, who you want to see, you know, on the podcast, who you want to hear on the podcast. I'm hoping to bring the audio. I'm hoping to bring it to Twitch, too. I want to start getting my Twitch up. Make that going again. Do some streams, do some live podcasts on here. Pretty sweet. Who would you want to get on the podcast? Who asks questions? We're going to try some people up. Hoping to get some people to come back on the podcast, which is cool. Former guest. Catch up with them. I'm gonna teach you how to edit and interview. I'm gonna have you interview me one day.
About that one, the dishes at that.
Yeah, we had him, Keith Coogan.
Yeah.
Shout out to Keith Coogan. All right, let's talk remakes. What movie do you think from the past would be a good remake for today? You know what I was thinking about?
I haven't thought about that. Wait a minute.
Birds.
Yeah.
Psycho, they tried. That was eh. Can't remake that. They tried to make it. It was okay, but it wasn't that great. They tried Psycho, remaking Psycho, but that didn't work good. I don't know what that shit, but...
That's something you can't bring back. Maybe something like that.
What? Psycho?
Yeah.
They tried remaking it. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't good. So, in between. The worst remake, in my opinion, was Pet Sematary. It's horrible. Credit to the people who tried. Credit to people who were acting in there. It's awesome. Great try, but I did not like the new remake of Pet Sematary. Terrible ending. My opinion. You guys like the movie, more power to you. That's awesome. I'm the guy that likes freaking Jason X. Jason went to space. I know it was cool. Came out with the fucking badass Terminator look. Jason. That was pretty cool. I like that. Cocaine Bear?
Yeah. That one right there.
That was insane. That was original.
Ernie, when you say it was the same as my one the same day as mine.
Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah.
Oh, Blood and Honey. They made it, the first one wasn't eh. But they're making the second one. And now the horror is gonna be Tigger. And they're not based off the Disney. They're based off the original. Before Disney actually bought it, they're making an original. Like, the person who actually wrote it. They write from him. From what I understand. So they're bringing it back to vintage. So Tigger is going to be the bouncy, you know, the bouncy on his tail. That's not the Tigger they're looking for. They're talking about the vintage Tigger. Before the bouncy crap and all that stuff. So this is the original, like, Tigger. When he first started, he was yellow. And they're making him, like, a brutal tiger. Like, they're actually back to their instincts, like, you know, what they actually are, what the animals they are. So we'll see how that works. It looks pretty good. Made a better budget. You know, they got
what
a bigger budget.
What did you scare
you? When we scared? When yeah, we scared you?
Yeah, they really scare you when you were younger. You were watching, they scare you. They scare you.
I'm over it, but it was for the first scene, it was the ring. But now I just. When were we scared you? Exodus?
Exodus, yeah.
Yeah.
That was that came out before that other one. Before that one.
They had a lot of cool effects with that. With the Exodus. It's a lot of cool effects.
She still alive yet?
Yeah. She does conventions. What part scared you?
The whole movie scared me or anything. I went to bed, I couldn't sleep that great.
What modern movie did you like? What modern movie scared you?
That's the way one really scared me.
You could take brutality?
What was that one?
Like brutality, like, you know, like the brutal, like, you know, like blood and gore everywhere.
No.
You like that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I like it.
What about Terrifier? Did that bother you? Saw her in half?
Yeah. It was scary. You know, like, you decided you don't know what could happen.
Yeah. Because it can happen. Like, reality. Like, something that actually can happen. Like, there
like
could be a...
Chainsaw Massacre.
Chainsaw Massacre, yeah. There people just... Let's go hide in the barn! Let's go hide in the barn! Let's not get in the car. Let's go hide in the barn. Like... He's gonna find us. Let's go hide in the closet. Hide in the closet. He's gonna find us in the closet. Yeah, okay. I'll be right back. Always, I'll be right back. You ain't coming back. Just like, I don't know. Now that we made that sucked, we all agreed on that. We made that sucked was Jeepers Creepers. Remember? Mm-hmm. Up and down the fucking stairs?
Yeah, yeah.
Cardio, up and down, up the stairs, down the stairs, up the stairs. Why would you go up the highest level when you know you can't get down and you can't escape? No, it makes sense in horror movies. But I like the spoofs of the horror movies. Scary Movie 1, Scary Movie 2, those are funny as shit. So, what kind of horror movie would you make? What would you write? If you had to make a horror movie, what would you write? I have a lot of ideas, but what would you write? If you could make a horror movie right now, huh?
You know,
what kind of movie would you make if you could make one movie?
I come out of the grave, like
Carrie was good. The original was good, and the remake was actually pretty good. I don't know if you see the remake. Do you see the remake?
Oh.
The remake was good. It was really good. It stood up to the first one. The old one. What one would you like? What would you see the drive-thru? I got a question. Let's go back. How much was it for to get in movies? And I'll tell you now what the price is now.
$1.50.
Yeah. Holy Jesus.
Well, it's been family night, though. Like, no. Maybe 50 cents for each person, and then it was 7-8, a quarter for each kid, so.
A quarter for a kid?
Yeah. Half price,
Drabo.
$1.50 would be what?
$1.50
for $1.50?
Yeah, so, yeah, about that. Yeah, whatever that
last
is.
Last movie I saw is in the drive-in, and it's not a scary movie. PT-109.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't scary, but Chad F. Kennedy.
Oh, okay.
You know, he was in the Navy, you know what I mean? That's the last movie I saw the drive-in.
I remember going drive-through. It was a double feature. How old I was. I was young. You guys took me. And I remember Nan and Grandpa went with us. We each had different cars. And I seen the Muppets Take Manhattan. I remember seeing the drive-through. That's the last thing I remember. And I remember falling asleep. But, they want to bring back. It'd be good to bring back, but because it's the pandemic, you know, like, standing by stays in the car, the pandemic happened, they should have brought that back. They had an opportunity to bring it back, but they didn't do it.
They did bring back. Like,
you know, people staying on car, no bullshit, no gummy down. You know, you put the speaker on the car. You put the speaker on what? On your window?
Yeah, the speaker. They got like a box.
Yeah.
Hold on, bring the box in, you rang your window up a little bit, and it holds the top like a hook on the window, top of the window.
Yeah.
Holds up there. And there's a little billion outside, you turn it louder.
Now, they have theaters. They have they have reclining chairs in the theaters, not the flip-down chairs anymore. Reclining chairs they have in the theaters now. You get a massage, well, not a massage, but a recliner chair. They have that yet. I'm sure they will in the future. I mean, fucking massage chairs in the theaters. And the prices will go up. But they have a recliner, like you recline your chair. You lay back, whatever you want to do. To get in movies per person is about $20 per person now. 20 per person. Usually between $10 and $20 per person. Depending on the movie, I think. IMAX, they have IMAX, which is 3D, or they have the other kind, regular. But then for a family, or even for the individual, you could easily spend $50 for popcorn, soda, and all that stuff. Like a combo, I think about a combo is maybe about $30. So the combos are like, you can spend close to $100, put it that way. Just for a family.
Like the drive-ins, you know why they got rid of them? They had the speakers in the car.
People steal?
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ. They bring it up, and they cut the cord lock, and they take it home.
How do they do a speaker?
needed you to hook it up and put this. Yeah, it was bigger. It was like you could put it on the radio.
That's stupid.
The radio and you played the radio.
That's dumb.
Well, you start doing that.
That's stupid. Okay, this is why we can't have. This is why we can't have nice stuff. Cause you got some asshole to fuck everything up.
My dude did that one time. He said, "Come here, Dave. Look, I got a speaker in the car." I said,
"Who did that?"
One of my my brother's Uncle Clyde's a friend, Charlie Brusso.
Stupid. He stole a speaker. So he's he's one of the.
He was not doing that.
So he's one of the assholes that fucked it up.
Yeah, like that's speakers nice. And a speaker, like a speaker. You make it came like a speaker.
Yeah. That's so stupid. But, how much was popcorn and combos back then?
50 cents.
That big thing of popcorn now is about 10, 15 bucks.
Not like that big.
You're lucky if you get a popcorn for 10 bucks, a big one.
Like a lunch bag. You know, like the Gary Brown lunch?
Yeah.
About that size.
Oh, okay. They got tubs now. They got big ones. Bigger popcorn, bigger combos. Like I said, you could easily spend close to $100 just for that. Easily. And now everything's digital. You can watch a movie right at your home. Like, there's Netflix, Amazon Prime. There's, I don't know, all these networks and Shudder and Disney Plus and all that stuff. All of them. Like, you remember the days of going Blockbuster? Remember that?
Yeah.
The VHS tapes?
Yeah.
Now it's DVDs and laser disc and all that crap. Pretty soon DVDs will be out. We have Blu-rays. We have 4K, whatever, the special features and stuff. Like, you don't even have that in movies when you went to the movies. You have the special features, like after they had movies, how they make it and stuff, how they make movie magic, that kind of stuff. That's what's included in the Blu-rays now. And Blu-rays is more high definition. It's like more clearer, you know, that kind of stuff. And they have extras on there. That's all it really is. It's like more different, more colorized and stuff like that. That's all it really is. Like,
we used to have the movies where we go to the scary movie or something.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, like the birds or anything.
Yeah.
Or anything. Really? Moving up and like the... They have a screen, they got a whole screen from the top of the where this movie comes out,
yeah,
down to the screen.
Uh-huh.
Like a fishing line, you can't see it.
Uh-huh.
And they run the fly a thing down, it flies down.
See, that's cool, they should do something like that. Mm-hmm. If I ever had a theater. If I ever had a theater, I would do something like that. But now you can't because people, touch me. People are just so woke anymore. They don't, you know. Like, half the stuff, like Archie Bunker and them back in the day, like the TV shows, they would not last today's world because people are too damn sensitive. And that's the truth. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's so offensive anymore about certain things.
Like the...
people so judgmental.
Like them ones in the spot that come around, like, say, show your seat or something.
Yeah. Ushers?
Ushers, right?
They didn't have that no more.
They were dressed up and they had press bags on. They had a mask on or something.
Oh, shit.
Walking around like it.
That would be cool.
A skeleton mask on or something.
That would be awesome. I would love that. Me being, like, you know,
scary,
acting wise and stuff. You know, I would love doing that. I'd work that. Shit. I'd wear my fucking mask, walk around the fucking theater. Walk around like a zombie or something. That'd be cool. They'd have, like, the screen. I have them come on the side to the screen and have them walking down to the aisles. Like I said, people will be so offensive anymore. They can't, oh, you scare me.
You made a funny face.
Yeah.
Light
the flashlight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see it shines in your face?
Yeah, yeah.
You can do that, like you want.
Yeah. That's cool shit. Like, that'd be awesome. Is that something you would do? You have a theater?
Yeah.
Do like puppets and voiceovers and, hello, welcome to the theater. Do like something cool, like boost it up.
Too, like, you know, instead of, no, I need a show like every screen.
Welcome to the cinema. Enjoy your show. Do like something cool like that. You know, that'd be cool.
Or I don't know.
They wouldn't do that like that nowadays. It'd be tough to do it. It'd be awesome. I'd love to do something like that, but.
Oh, that's not scary, well.
People just...
let's see if Brace is haunted there. It won't come no more. They all...
They should have something like that. They should have extra features like that. That would be cool. They should put that in the theaters again. Bring back the old classic stuff. Bring back the old classic stuff, like, you know, like back in the day. Like, you know, that'd be cool. I'd be down for that. I'd even work it. I'd fucking do shit. I would do it. My voiceovers and stuff.
I don't know if they broke down or anything. Like, you know, like maybe a ball or something like feathers, like strings on the ball, like, you know.
Yeah.
Just it in your face, like, you know.
Little things here and there. Yeah. That's cool. Well, with that being said, anything else cool with Ed back in the day? Each week we have like vintage stuff. It's cool, right?
Yeah.
You like podcasting?
Yeah.
Talking about stuff, the old days and stuff.
Yeah.
Even the pictures. Pictures are different now too. They're trying to bring back the Polaroids. Remember the Polaroids?
Yeah.
They have mini ones now. And you can actually take a picture and it prints out.
They have that now.
They bring it back. They have them in the stores. They bring them back. Like the old Polaroids, but they film out.
They're not really black and white. They all. They're not being color.
No, they're not in color.
Yeah.
Yeah, the new ones. Yeah. Yeah, they're smaller now, but they still print out. I'm sure they're gonna have bigger ones now too, but they actually have small ones. You actually get the filter, you put it in there. Remember the disposable cameras? Those are things of the past. Good luck. Go in the store and try to find the disposable camera. Remember the wind up? Wind it up. Remember that?
Yeah.
Bring it to the photograph. Yeah. Now it's all digital.
I got a camera like that. I put the problem in. It didn't cut the rook. Right? Put the problem back out. What was it? That problem's no good now.
Yeah, because you exposed it.
Disposed it.
Yeah. But I'm saying, you used to wind it up, bring it to the person in the photography area. Now, it's all digital. You can do pictures on your phone, right? Check this out. Pictures on your phone, which I've done. Put on your phone, select the picture you want. You want 8x10, 4x7, whatever you want, right? And you, 4x7, whatever word it is, right? And you submit it to the store from your phone. And you pick it up within an hour, and they print out for you, or do the printer. That's what this is today.
Mm. Well, they had that already. Matter of fact, you can go take a picture of the thing.
Yeah, I know, but you have to actually do it from your phone, which I've done. And you got to print out. And then you go pick it up.
Later on, they had the movie cameras. And they had a movie there, big spotlights or anything on the lights, big spotlights or anything.
Oh. Oh, yeah, the big lights?
Yeah, very big light.
What about the 30s? Way back. With the guy with the cloak over him behind? With the flash?
Yeah.
Old movie cameras, they went up the movie camera?
Yeah.
Old classic movies, sound movies, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. Things definitely changed back nowadays. You know, everything's digital. You're right off your phone now. Pay phones, those are things that are past. Put a quarter.
Right, it shouldn't be 49 years, right?
Yeah.
Your mother said they wanted to make, which I could then had it. They didn't have them like that. The wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Before the wedding, we could have our wedding. No.
Oh, yeah, they didn't have that.
Then they didn't have that.
Didn't have that back then, yeah. It was in the 70s. They didn't have...
It was the 70s.
Yeah.
Well, 75.
Yeah. All right, well, been fun again. Hopefully next week, in a few weeks, we'll get some guests coming on the podcast. Got some questions ready. I'll let you know who comes on. All right?
Yeah.
So, there you have it, folks. Another episode of Champs Word Podcast with Daddy-O.
Daddy-O here.
And your podcast champion, fan champ. Until next time, episode 137, which hopefully we'll have a guest. Submit your questions. And remember that trivia question. Email me at champswordpodcast@gmail.com. Who is my favorite killer clown from outer space clown? Submit those answers. I want some feedback. And what do you want to see in the podcast? The next time, this is Fan Champ saying peace out. Spread the love. Spread the positivity. Wait. Back it up. Almost had it. Rewind that. Spread the love. Spread the positivity. Bless be. And spread the word. Champ's word.
On the Champs Word Podcast, email me at champswordpodcast@gmail.com. Allow me to help you spread the word.
And now, our sponsors and supporters, please make sure you go show your support as well.
Witch's Brew, Death by Chocolate, Vampire's Kiss. What are these? These are the coffees of Deadly Grounds. The favorite coffee of the horror community and Champs Word Podcast. Deadly Grounds Coffee. www.deadlygroundscoffee.com. Order yours today. It's coffee to die for.
Have you ever dreamed of or wanted a horror varsity jacket? Well, now, that dream and that wish and that want comes true. Go to horrorfinds.com. They sell a variety of horror items, but best known for their horror-based varsity jackets based off horror flicks and horror films. Giving the fans finally what they want, a horror varsity jacket. Time to be the cool kid once again and get your horror varsity jacket with a digitally printing that will last a very long time. Go to horrorfinds.com and get your horror-based varsity jacket right now.
Hey, this is Adam Green, the creator of the Hatchet franchise and the star of Holliston, reminding you to listen to Mike Silk's Champs World podcast. Mike's always been a big supporter of my work and a big supporter of my weekly podcast, The Movie Crypt, which makes Mike the podcast champion. Second to me.
This is Rick Stasinski of 13X Studios, and I want to give a huge shout out to Mike Silk and Champs World podcast. Mike is a very inspiring guy, just like myself. We go out, and that's what we do. We inspire. We go out. We try to make things happen. And I'm very proud of you, man. Good luck with your podcast. And myself, as an actor from Terrifier Part 2, and also what I did was I took my selfie guy character and basically turn into a documentary, which is called Selfie King. And I know Mike was a big fan of it. And I appreciate that. And again, it was about inspiring people and trying to make your dreams happen.
Excellent to each other.